This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. An Australian iron company plans to build a green energy hub in Golden. Executives of Fortescue Metals Group joined Governor Jared Polis to announce the new research center. The governor says it could create up to 150 new jobs.
And also amplify that pioneering spirit that so embodies our great state, so that together we can achieve our clean energy goals.
The research center will develop technologies that make and use hydrogen produced from renewable energy. Scientists say the fuel could help eliminate the climate impact of heavy industries like steel production. A Denver-based company wants to buy the Alamosa-based San Luis and Rio Grande Railroad. CPR's Dan Boyce explains the train company filed for bankruptcy in 2019.
The San Luis and Rio Grande Railroad claims to be the highest elevation freight rail line in North America. It runs 150 miles from the state's eastern plains to the San Luis Valley and mostly hauls commodities like grain, potatoes, and rock. The Alamosa Valley Courier reports Denver's Omnitrax is bidding a little under $6 million for the railroad, though New Mexico-based North Central Rail Corp. is also looking to work with the bankruptcy court to acquire it. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
An investigation is underway after a woman was hospitalized this weekend because a train struck the police car she was detained in. A Platteville police officer initially pulled over the 20-year-old woman in Weld County for an alleged road rage incident. Soon after, a pair of Fort Lupton officers placed her in the back of a squad car, which was illegally parked on the train tracks. Nobody else was injured in the crash. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.